special and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And I want to remind you that there is an organized effort to have a fascist dictatorship here in America. We have a constitution. It's the law of our land. It limits the power of the central government. But they've been working for well over 100 years to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., because it's much easier to control one central authority than 50 independent states. And this has always been the battle between those people who want a dictatorship and those people who want to be free. We can pretty well, of course, say who they are. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, Group of 30, and certainly the people who control them, people of great wealth, who really believe that they have the right to rule. They started their drive back at the beginning of the last century by passing the 16th Amendment, which was only for the very rich, you have to understand. It was those rich people who had so much money. That's why we had to have the legislation. And now, of course, the rich people always have ways of getting out of paying taxes. But it was always intended so they could monitor and control you and go after anybody and target anybody who opposed the ruling elite. And then the 17th Amendment was, of course, to have direct election of senators to begin moving us away from being a republic towards a democracy, and the antitrust laws that were passed at that time to centralize more power with government, but always in the name, of course, of preventing the people of great power from taking away the freedom of us little people. But you did it by giving more power to the government. And step by step, during the Roosevelt administration and during the Johnson administration, the Great Society, they've moved us to where we are today, to the point where most Americans believe we're a democracy. They believe we elect our elected representatives rather than realizing they're appointed and financed and controlled by the people who want an authoritarian society. So let's go ahead with our special guest today. His name is Hilmar von Kamp, and we're going to be talking about the... Are you there, Mr. Van Kamp? Mr. Van Kamp, are you there? Mr. Van Kamp, are you there? Mr. Van Kamp, are you there? Well, I think Mr. Van Kamp isn't here, so I don't know what's going on. What's that? Well, if he comes back on, why don't you talk to him? And in the meantime, we'll just continue pointing out that our founding fathers feared this would happen. In fact, it has happened because the Supreme Court has failed in their responsibility to interpret the Constitution. And what we have today was Thomas and Jefferson said, you know, I see the seeds of destruction of our way of life in the Supreme Court, for they allowing this centralization of power a little here, a little there, until one day all power will be centralized in the central government and we will have one as venal as the one we recently separated from. It was that fear of totalitarianism that motivated our founding fathers to create a government where the power of the central authority was limited by the chains of the Constitution. Too bad that our congressmen don't believe in that today. They get all sorts of goodies. They get special pensions. They get special health care. They get all sorts of special benefits. Mr. Von Kamp, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon.
Go right ahead. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why you're concerned?
Very good. I grew up under the Nazis. I was 7 years old. And I still remember today when our nanny, we were 4 children, our nanny came through the room and said, now this painter has made it after all. And she, the painter was Hitler. And my father was what would be the equivalent here in America, would be a commissioner, a county commissioner, only that here a county commissioner is being elected, and in Germany then and today it's the same, as appointed by the government. So my father refused, and then he was sent in the corner of the country. They couldn't throw him out, but he was out of grace. For us children, I don't think I noticed anything special. As far as I was concerned, the Nazis were there, the Hitler Youth was there, and there was no question about whether it was justified or right or wrong. So that had a much less effect on my life, at least as a boy, than the school. And so the main preoccupation then during the years of the Nazis of my parents was to save our integrity and to prevent us from being captured by the Nazi ideology. And that was not an easy task, because they couldn't really talk with us very much about it, because the Nazis used also the youth, the children, especially young children, to get at their parents, to find out whether they are loyal to the Nazi party or not. And a child can very easily give his or her parents away without knowing what they are doing. So there were two radio stations which brought German news. That was in BBC London and Bureau Münster, the Swiss radio, and this really was the only objective information which my parents got. And the media at that time in Germany consisted, as everybody else, and it was newspapers and radio, and then perhaps the film industry. And so we got news in the form of, we got the Nazi idea of what they wanted us to know as news.
Well, it's sort of like it is today, because it's very difficult in America to get the accurate news. You get what the major media wants, which is all controlled by the same people who control the government. Fortunately, though, we do have stations like this, and we do have the Internet, we do have shortwave. So we have alternative means of getting the information out. We have alternative radio. So at least we're better off than the Nazi people were. And yet we're not to the point yet where they started rounding people up. Although I will tell you that they have a network of informants here in America. I was approached 47 years ago and asked to become an informant for the people in my little town, just to prepare reports regularly after I went to cocktail parties, and just send the information off to my superiors and Washington, D.C. I turned down the offer. I'm glad I did. But certainly they do have a network of informants here, and they certainly try to do everything they can to keep tabs on what the American people are doing. But you go right ahead at the comparison with what's going on in America today and what went on in Hitler's Germany is really rather frightening. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are very far advanced in America. I would never have thought that America would go exactly on the same road as Germany down the drain, and we are very close to never return. And I hope that we can change it. We had the division in our family. We had the Nazis, and we had the non-Nazis who were opposed to them, and that were my parents were opposed to the Nazi. But I had two uncles who were Nazis. They were no criminals, but they were just plain dumb, I would say. And and when they went to war, when the war started, when my Nazi uncles went to war, they went for revenge for by dying for the peace treaty of the First World War, the so-called peace treaty, was not a peace treaty. The Nazi philosophy, and about world conquest. And I went because I thought I defend my fatherland. I thought we were attacked by the same enemies we had in World War I, the French and the British. now that's the way, this is a story in itself, the way Hitler presented with a lie, how this lie led immediately to the beginning of the war. But I was convinced that I was fighting for the best of my country, and it was a terrible awakening when I came back from the war. I was a prisoner of war in Yugoslavia. It was a terrible
Well, you hold on to the reality.
Excuse me, hold on there,
Hammer. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment, right here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest was telling us about his experiences, Heinemar von Kampf, his experiences in Germany during the Second World War. So you pick up the story there, Heinemar. And then, of course, I really we're talking about this because of the threat of totalitarianism right here in America. This move to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and so many people look to government to provide for them. Ladies and gentlemen, any government that can provide whatever you need has got to be able to take whatever you have. Government has no money but what it takes from us. A government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And that's why our founding fathers wanted to limit the power of government. That was the miracle of America that is never taught in schools or universities today. So go right ahead.
Well, I can only, in the time I have, give you the highlights of the of it, what it was like. I will tell you in a minute after I tell you one or two examples about what is how to approach these kind of things. For instance, I was interviewed for 4.5 hours by the information and education, the Holocaust Education Information Service in Miami, and I was asked how often and how long the indoctrination in the army we received, and I said none, and they couldn't understand it, and I said several times none, and it is the same with the Hitler Youth. In the army, there was no need for Hitler and for the Nazis to make us into Nazis, because Hitler had the generals in his pocket. So we did as soldiers what we were ordered to by our officers. And so Hitler, since he had the generals, he could use us, and that was his only interest. He could use us for his wars he wanted to do. And I thought when the French and the British entered into the war that we are against the same enemies as we were in World War One. And now we first have to... this was not a Nazi war, that was a German war, and we have to first win the war, and then... we go, and then we have to deal with the Nazis. That, of course, was completely naive. It is as naive in the way the, many Americans and the world treats Obama, who cannot see what is beneath all of that, what is happening now. And let me give you another example. I hope it makes it clear. There was Goebbels, who was a minister of propaganda. He said once, in order to control a nation like Germany, we had about 80 million people, you need just 10,000 people, and they occupy my English leaves me.
They operate the key positions where they can control the reality.
Telephone central.
Right.
You control the centers, and then everybody does what you say. And that is exactly what is happening now. And in the first government of Hitler, when he was elected as chancellor in 1933, there were only two Nazis in the government. All the others were conservatives and others who thought they could handle Hitler. But Hitler knew exactly what he wanted, and it didn't take him several months, and there was no way of return anymore for the Germans. That, you said earlier, is very different here. Here we have still a fighting people, and we have the Internet, and we have communication. And that is why the attack of the Obama clique now is to try as far as they can to stop the information we get from people like yourself. So now the war, let me say this also, the war, this started the following way. First of all, the Nazis, Hitler gave the order, put some SS people into uniforms, Polish uniforms, gave them Polish weapons, and then they went into the border zone in Poland. Then they killed a number of people in a nearby concentration camp, and they distributed these, the dead people around several buildings. And then the so-called Polish soldiers attacked these buildings, were shooting in the air and so forth, and then they disappeared again. Next war, the press came, and then they took photos of all these dead Polish soldiers there and took pictures. And, yeah. And then he next morning, he said to the German parliament, this was a CIS operation, that the Polish army had attacked Germany, and now we will be shooting, we will shoot back.
And that the same thing they did in the Spanish-American War to get America in the Spanish-American War, so-called sinking of the Maine, blamed it on the Spanish. And it was not, it was an internal explosion. That's how they got us into the First World War, talking about the sinking of the Lusitania by the Germans. But the Germans said they were going to sink the ship. It was a ship of war, and they warned Americans not to go on it, and our State Department encouraged them to go on. Of course, later on down, it was the Zimmerman letter, which most people have never heard of, but in the Second World War, it was the attack on Pearl Harbor, but it had been actually encouraged by our government. We were already at war with Japan. We put an embargo on them so they couldn't buy oil or food or raw supplies anywhere in the world. Our military was already blockading Japan when, of course, they attacked Pearl Harbor, and we knew it was going to happen. We left those ships there to die, just as same way we sent the USS Liberty off the shore of the Sinai Peninsula in the 1967 war, and encouraged, of course, work with the Israelis who tried to sink the ship and kill everyone on board. That was how we were going to get in the war with Egypt. Fortunately, God intervened, but it's the same pattern over and over again to draw us into a war, and right now they're doing everything they can to get us to hate the Iranians. If you didn't see 60 Minutes last weekend, you should have seen it. It was obviously an attempt to inflame the American people against the Iranians in preparation for what I fear is going to be a coming war with the Muslim world. But you go right ahead.
Yeah, that I have. Then I came back from the war. We were refugees. We had lived in Eastern Europe, which originally was Austrian, then it was Czechoslovakian, then it was Germany. It was back in the Czech Republic. So my father was taken by the Soviet army, and he never came back. My elder brother fell in Russia, so we sat in as refugees in a destroyed, morally and physically destroyed country. And I had to face the Holocaust and the atrocities which the Nazis had committed. And I had to find an answer about why this happened and what my personal responsibility for all this were. And this is what I came to.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment as we discuss what it was really all about.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication. Before we go on, Halmar, do you have a web page or anything you'd like to get out for our listeners?
We became friends. But what I want to say with this is that this is not something which is from the past. This is very relevant today. So what it excites me the most and frustrates me the most here in America is that I find the same attitude in a different way by the millions of Christians and pastors who have adopted a religion which is only available for private persons and not for the government. They leave the government at their devices, and you see where we land. And I think there are about 300,000 pastors. If even 10% or 5% of those would stand up and fight the godlessness in Washington, as I did not fight the godlessness in Germany. So if they go the same road I go, America goes down. When Germany went down, there was America, who saved me a life in freedom. But if America goes down, there is nobody anymore there who can turn the tides against this wave of godless Marxism, socialism, communism.
All right, fine. Well, what did you find after you studied it?
What did I find what?
What did you find? What was your conclusion after trying to analyze and explain what had happened?
Well, then I realized that I was a I faced myself. I faced myself. I was very unhappy about myself. I didn't know where I want to go. Germany was destroyed. I could have did nothing interested me. And I was frustrated as a person, and I was frustrated as a German. And I met some people, and I told them what I felt. And so they asked me whether I had ever listened to God. I said, listen to God. At that time, we were 2 billion people here on Earth. So I said, he can't listen to 2 billion people. If everybody would talk to him, how could he listen to us? No, I don't talk to him, but I pray. That, of course, was a lie. I did not pray. So then they insisted and said to me, well, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. Shouldn't we listen to God twice as much as we talk to him? I couldn't refute this argument. And it came the day when I sat down and said, well, they said, well, why don't you try it? Try to listen to God. Take a piece of paper and your pencil and write down everything you think was did not please God, what you have done in your life. I was, in 1949, I was 24 years old. So I did it. And I faced myself, what I then afterwards said, with the eyes of God, I measured my life at absolute moral standards, which you can combine when you say absolute honesty, absolute purity, absolute unselfishness, and absolute love. That is the essence of the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mountain, and gives you, makes it easy for you to define yourself, where you belong to. I, my inside, responded immediately, and my second thought my first thought was, I as a soldier, I was 18 years old, and I had my soldier friends pushing me, and I went to a whore, and I wasn't really very interested, but I didn't want to be ridiculous in the eyes of my fellow soldiers, so I did it, and I forgot it. And now, then, when I was sitting there and facing my life, the first thought came to me, and I only wrote down off the piece of paper, that prostitute. And I immediately knew what this was referring to. And it is a very strange thing. It was an experience. It was as whether somebody took a curtain away from my eyes, and I saw the reality of what kind of person I am. And I sat there an hour and wrote and wrote and wrote all my life, all my teaching at the university, everything I could remember. And I was half destroyed. And then came a friend of mine. He was an evangelical Christian. And I told him everything I had written down. That was even worse than facing myself. But then the two of us went on our knees, and I gave my life to God. And I accepted, and I asked Jesus to wash me. And I dedicated my life, as I said earlier, to serve God and make my life a matter of restitution for what had happened and where I had a part that I all learned then at different times. But that was the essence of my change.
Well, I think that people
that
people
is
must
why I'm sitting here tonight.
And, I think that people have to understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. There really are satanic forces in the world, and they have seized control of the American government. And certainly, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations all have direct ties to the occult. And so basically they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the one world government, which has been prophesied for thousands of years, which of course eventually will be ruled over by Satan and his disciples, the Antichrist and the false prophet. Understand, these things are coming to pass today, and you can only understand what's going on if you understand that. You look at all the superficial things, look at President Obama. What most people don't understand is that if you read the occult writers, people like Benjamin Cram and Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, they will tell you that Obama was elected for this time in history. They never said that about Jimmy Carter or Gerald Ford or Ronald Reagan or certainly even Bill Clinton. But Obama was specifically elected for this time. And if you'd like to get the material while we have it, that we did a wonderful interview last night with Pastor Joe Schimmel. It's up there on our website at RadioLiberty.com, where Joe Schimmel talks about how people like Benjamin Cram, one of the leaders of this whole world occult movement, talking about Obama as the one. Once you understand that, so much of this makes sense. Otherwise, we end up being nothing but confused as we see all the things going on. Oh, we can't understand why we're funding the terrorists throughout the world. At the same time, we're having to borrow money just to pay our bills. That doesn't make any sense. Why would we be funding the Pakistani government that funds their ISI, that funds the Taliban, that kills our boys, just like we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys in South Vietnam? None of this makes logical sense. Or you go into the background of Adolf Hitler, and most people don't understand, is it was American corporations, General Motors, Ford, International Telephone and Telegraph, Exxon, and American banks had funded Adolf Hitler before, but during the war as well. And they built his weapons for them. And any of you would like to see the letter that Ambassador Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany, wrote to Colonel House in 1936 asking, why are American corporations building the weapons for Adolf Hitler? When you understand that, so much of what's going on in the world makes sense today. Hi, Mar, as you've looked at this, do you recognize the spiritual battle going on today?
Well, of course. And I connected this, what I'm doing really, and I have to say that I have written a book about it, which just came out a few months ago. It's called Defeating the Totalitarian Lie, a former Hitler Youth Warns America. And I take all the examples from Germany and what you say about where we are now, that is absolutely true. And let me give you also one or two examples.
Well, before we do, why don't you tell our listeners?
And in the school.
All right. Why don't you go
to church and pray at home and pray on sing hymns as much as you like. But in society, that is we, the National Socialists, to determine what is right and what is wrong. And
well, you're going to have to hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a minute. When we get back, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of your book, Defeating the Totalitarian Lie. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the Great Falling Away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hockett will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old, beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Heimark von Kamp. And how can people get copies of
Arabs,
your...
he changed into a hate campaign against the Jewish world. And so that is, if people think that the Nazi ideology is dead, far away from it. They are, from what I said only tonight, you can see that there is an enormous impact on American society and on American foreign policy. And I repeat my book, Defeating the Totalitarian Lie, former Hitler Youth warns America, and you can get it on my website, which is www.vonkampe.com in WorldNet Daily or in any bookstore. And I wish every American could read it, because that shows the motivating forces in the world of today and in the last decades which led to where we are now.
Would you mind spelling your last name so they would know how to get to your website? It's von Kamp, is it?
Well, yeah, if you can correct my English, that would be great. It is V like Victor, O like Oscar, N like North, C like Cesar, A like Anton, M like Maria, P like Paul, and E like Evil.
Okay, it's
von Kampen.com.
It's www.vonkampf.com, V-O-N-C-A-M-P.com. So it sounds like a great book. You go right ahead. We've got about two more minutes before we have to let you go.
Yeah, what I can say is that America needs, that is my concern, and I'm encouraged by seeing here out of the earth comes the Tea Party, the Tea Parties, which we are inscribed to, my wife and I now, And I think it's they try to bring an answer to what we have discussed here. What I am bringing is an idea with values and how to get on top of it. Because it is not good enough to be against something. You have to have something better. And we are in an ideological war, and we face an enemy which is out to destroy us, and neither our government nor our people recognize what this war is and how you can win it. Since I have gone through that myself and have studied it in details afterwards, and not just the Nazis, but the communists and the Marxists and the socialists themselves, I describe what you can do and must do to save the freedom of this nation. All that right. is the commitment of my life.
What
it's
can
part
of
what I'm doing all over. Yeah.
What can people do right now? What can people do?
Well, make a list. Well, first of all, get honest. Stop lying. Stand up and speak the truth. And then get after your congressmen and senators and not tell them something about anything else but of their own life, whether they are true or not. And you have to decide to and get into this Tea Party thing. That is a great, very good people. I was in a reunion last Saturday, and they are really patriots. That is where a mass demonstration is developing to stop Obama and his crowd to take over this nation and debt in with trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. So that is the organizational operation which I would confirm. And then fight for truth where you are on the workshop in your family. When I started to wash the dishes after lunch, my mother and my sister couldn't speak nearly because they realized that something had happened to me. That was one fruit of being honest about who I am and an attempt to try to live different. Live different. Stand up for truth. Fight for the nation.
Well, I certainly concur with what you're saying. I think the people have to see what's going on, but they have to understand the spiritual forces, because exactly the same occult spiritual forces energize the Nazi movement that are energizing both political parties here in the United States, but seem to have focused on our new president, Barack Obama, who was chosen long before he became the president for this job. I mean, there's always been a force behind Obama, suddenly taking him on into, the Senate of the United States, where he served for 2 years, and really never accomplished much of anything there. And then when he started to run for president, immediately fabulous sums of money began to come. He got tremendous support from the mass media, and you can just see this on 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is almost like the Obama Broadcasting Network. They always have him on. They always ask him the softball questions. They never ask him the hard questions. They are never critical. Because the media is not going to tell you that the powerful occult forces behind Barack Obama are the very forces that they serve. Well, look, you have one more parting thought before I let you go?
Yes, give me half a minute or a minute. What really is happening, what you said, we are in an ideological war. It is not between capitalism and socialism. It is between with God, between God and Almighty Man. That is the battle line. The meaning of this battle is to determine the role of God in human society. And you can see what we have talked about now. That is how now in America, what we had 50 years ago, and we have not yet recovered from that. That is the push. There is a group of people and nations, which is the majority in the world, who try to push God out and create a godless society. The National Socialist Enterprise was godless. Godlessness was which brought Germany to its knees.
I mean to that. We're out of time.
America be in this situation.
We're out of time.
Has to be introduced back. The Constitution has to be get back into where it belongs.
We're out of time. How am I? We're going to have to let you go. Thank you so very much for being with us. I know how deeply you feel about this, and I agree with your efforts. And I encourage our listeners to get your material and heed what you've had to say. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can certainly call our number at 1-800-544-8927, or my son has reminded me we do have a donate button there on our website. You can always push that button if you go to RadioLiberty.com if you'd like to contribute to Radio Liberty. But we have about over 60 outlets every week. And what a wonderful, unique privilege it is to be able to tell people the truth, whether they want to believe it or not, or why we have the truth and we need to get it to them. So then the other thing, of course, we want to mention, if you have not yet seen our new DVDs, we have a great new DVD. It's called Vaccines and Brain Development, going into the fact that they are damaging our children. Why would any rational person want to damage children? Why? Because we're not dealing with rational people. If you haven't yet seen the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, going into the background of Bill Gates and their funding of the vaccine program throughout the world that's leading to an epidemic of autism in Africa and destroying the lives of so many little black children. This is a great DVD because it's got an extra CD-ROM with it that goes into the scientific literature on the mercury that is being used to destroy the lives and minds of children throughout the world. But don't you worry, they've left the mercury and the influenza vaccine. They give it to the elderly here and, of course, to the children here and to pregnant women. So it will continue to do as much damage as possible. But it's not just the mercury, it's the aluminum, and it's the other things that they put in the vaccines that attack the brain. The whole purpose of the vaccines is to harness the immune system. And, of course, when you do that, you turn on the immune system of the brain and you begin to do damage. Have you ever noticed when you feel you have a cold or flu, you just feel terrible for several days? Well, when, of course, you give the vaccines to boost the immune system, why, it has you have a long-standing inflammation of the brain as a result of that. That's why this DVD, the Vaccines and Brain Development, is so vitally important. We carry a great DVD. It's called, we have that DVD. We have a great new tape set of Vaccines 2009. We carry Neil Miller's books of Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? And Autism.